Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. It's our turn. And your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. John Harmon is engineering the broadcast today. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. Toll free, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And, you know, you can always listen on your telephone. Yep, we have a listen line. And it's 605-562-7727. So if you're traveling and you're in your truck or your car and you have unlimited minutes and you want to listen to this broadcast 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, you may. We don't charge you to listen. Now, if you don't have unlimited minutes then or unlimited calling, then you're probably paying for the telephone call to your telephone provider. But we don't charge you. 605-562-7727. 605-562-7727. Mike Parsons is with us today. Now, Mike Parsons has been released from captivity. And he was accused of a crime. We believe falsely accused. Sent to prison. And he's going to tell us. He's going to tell us what it's like. What it's like in prison. We're going to talk about, well, you know, we used to have slavery. Then we had sharecroppers. And now we have prisons for profit. Welcome, Mike Parsons.
Good morning, Vincent.
Mike, did I say that right? We used to have slavery, and, you know, fortunes are built on the backs of the little people, the villagers, you know.
That's right. First, there was slavery, then there was sharecropping, and well, now there's prisons for profits, and they are exactly managed the same way. And what I observed was the plantation state within inside the belly of the beast in the state of Tennessee Corporation's prison system.
You know, Mike, one of the things that we do here at USA Prepares is talk about preparedness and survival. And, you know, somebody may say, why would we be talking about prison? You know, what's that got to do with preparedness? Well, as we spiral down into the abyss, engineered by our government, managed by our government, manipulated, mismanaged, corruption, we could be grabbed, as in Nazi Germany, and brought to a location where we would be confined for our own safety, right? For our own safety. And we could be put in a cell. We could be fed whenever they feel like feeding us, given water or something to drink whenever they feel like giving it to us, injected because they demand that we be injected. We can be shackled. We can be subjected to psychological torture, physical torture, and there's nobody to call. Who do you call? So that's what we're going to talk about today, and we'll talk about what happens in prison. Now, Mike, if I name a corporation that's in bed with local governments, like the Shaw Company, the Shaw Flooring Company. Does that ring any bells with you?
The fact is that the Shaw Hardwood Flooring Company operates three, to my knowledge, three hardwood flooring manufacturing facilities within inside the confines of the state of Tennessee prisons at this time. I believe one of them has been created under a different pseudonym, a different name, for the purposes of just creating a shell game, but they are in fact owned and operated by the Shaw Hardwood Flooring Company, and these are warehouses and facilities where they manufacture hand-scraped hardwood flooring, where people never call in sick because the kids are sick or because the car won't start or because there's ice on the road or because any other myriad of reasons why people don't show up for work. They have a captive audience. They never have to worry about the labor pool calling in sick. They never have to worry about the labor pool complaining about the benefits. There are none. They never have to worry about the labor pool complaining about the pay, wanting a pay raise. They're saddled with whatever they can get. They never have the ability to complain about working conditions. Who are you going to call? OSHA? Forget about it. They never can complain about any of the normal things that people have been fighting in this country for, unions and non-unions alike, to create safer work environments where people can do their job and go home to their family. They realize that people work in order to live. They don't live to work. But the old mentality is that if we wanted you to have a family, we would have issued you one with your uniform. Well, they've just sidestepped all those problems. Now, through the state of Tennessee passing legislation to allow the private prisons, and in the legislation, they guaranteed a legislated guarantee of 95% occupancy forever. Now, how can they do this unless they created the means to fulfill that obligation of perpetual incarceration? And that, my friend, is what they're doing in the state of Tennessee, fulfilling that obligation with the citizens of this state.
Mike, I lived in a little hamlet in Virginia, about 500 people in the town. It was in southern Virginia, and there was a textile plant there. It was the Shaw Rug or Shaw Carpeting manufacturing facility. And it was tucked in the woods, and it was diagonally across two roads from us. So these roads would intersect. We were on one corner and Shaw was on another, and you didn't see them because they were in the woods, probably about a quarter of a mile as the crow flies from our property, our farm. And they abandoned the building. They just packed up and left. A couple years later, actually I went to the town fathers and I said, I'll tell you what, I'd like to start a computer manufacturing company. This building is abandoned. You're not being paid tax on it. How about I start a computer manufacturing company and I give 49% of the ownership to all those people who have been laid off? I'll give it to them. But we're going to train them. We'll train them while they are being compensated with unemployment. And the minute their unemployment is over, we fire up the company. And we manufacture computers and we have customer service and we have shipping and we have inventory and we have all the areas within a company. And the ownership, 49% of it, is to the people who have been laid off. And they laughed at me. I mean, the town fathers literally laughed at me. It's like, you're a nut. I said, okay. So I abandoned that idea. And next thing I know, they're talking about they can put a prison in this building. And I heard about it. And one of the people who I knew was crying, and she said, they're going to put a prison right in my backyard. She lived, on a property that was within 300 or 400 feet, 500 feet maybe of this, of the prison property, the proposed prison property, which was the Shaw Rug Factory. So I placed some calls to the town fathers, and I was stonewalled. They said, you don't live in the town, so you have no right to any of this information. And the more they stonewalled me, the more I was interested. And what they were going to do is they were going to convert this Shaw Rug Factory into a prison for people who had, oh, less than a year left on their sentence. These were well-behaved prisoners, so they said. And they were going to create 100-and-something jobs, 110, 120 jobs in this little hamlet of 500 people. That's a big deal, right? It really is. Well, we fought it, and it was a rough fight. And for those of you who want to know why I carry a gun, it's because during this fight in Virginia, our house was shot at from the road. And the cops, back then, when I thought you could call the cops and they were on your side, I believe all of these guys were in it together. The cops, the county, the town government, all of these government people, I believe, were in it together. So I realized that I had to, if I was going to be farming, I had to have an AK-47 strapped to my back. So on the tractor, I would have an AK-47 and a 45 on my side. I'm not kidding. So that's where that comes from. Now, that was Shaw. And Shaw was going to do some really wonderful things. Like, they were going to, when you have prisoners, you have to have allegedly clean water. So they were going to put in a new water system for the town. But most of us fought it. And when we first started, there were a whole bunch of us. We met at our house in the family room, and we took different approaches, you know, petitions, letters to the editor, went on the radio, all kinds of things. And eventually we prevailed. But, Mike, that was the prison-for-profit system that you're talking about. That's exactly what it was. It's government combined with corporations. And what a great way to do it. I mean, why go to China if you can get slave labor right here in the United States, right? And allegedly, or we're conditioned to think that everyone in prison deserves to be there, right? They deserve it. They're guilty. They're criminals. And when we come back, Mike, you can share with us what you think. Mike Parsons. Mike Parsons, the pilot, USAPrepares.com instructor. He's my friend. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else. Except, we offer an instant rebate.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269 409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Mike Parsons is with us, and we're talking about slavery, modern slavery. I just posted during the last break an article from the Wall Street Journal. Berkshire unit finds it broke Canada trade laws over prison labor. Shaw Industries Group Incorporated, carpet and wood flooring maker owned by Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway Inc., has quietly acknowledged that it broke Canadian trade laws by exporting hardwood flooring to Canada that was partly made by prison inmates. Broke the law. How about that? So there you have the Wall Street Journal. Mainstream media is saying that Shaw Industries Group, is using prison labor. Mike, what are the prisoners like? Do all of the prisoners whom you have met, are all of them serious criminals that deserve to be behind bars for the amount of time that they're sentenced?
No, the common theme that I find is that they're ill-informed and ill-equipped to deal with the serious nature of dealing with a court system. And most of them have been brought up in a psychological conditioning that prepares them for prison. You just played a commercial. In that commercial, there is a truly psychological effect going on where the lady said, "Does your doctor know you're taking this product?" Okay, for an adult to tell another adult or to declare, "Does your doctor know this?" That's like a 10-year-old.
Hey, Mike, yeah. Hold on just a second. Let's not talk about our commercials. Let's talk about something else.
The point I was going to make is that these people have not matured to an adulthood, because they are just like 10-year-old children on the playground where that lady sounds like she's tattling. Did you tell your mother?
I've got to disagree.
Adults, they tend to follow the lead. Instead of leading themselves, they're led.
Mike, I've got to disagree.
They don't use their brain. They don't apply their own God-given ability. And they're manipulated. They are literally manipulated and shoehorned into prison. 75% of these people are there for various things that you would say are nonviolent offenses. And most of those are drug-related. Owning, possessing, manufacturing, distribution, carrying. Were, mm-hmm. were not theft crimes, not where they've harmed mm-hmm. people, but just the possession of some substance has put them into prison for, in many cases, their entire lives. One fellow I met serving 30 years for 1 ounce of cocaine possession, first offense. Another fellow I met's got 50 years for his third offense of crack cocaine possession. And mm-hmm. these are staggering amounts of time for people for nothing more than possession of a substance.
Mm-hmm.
And during the break, they talked about in Florida, they're passing a law to not incarcerate people that are caught with small amounts of marijuana.
And, you know, I have a problem with that, Mike, because what happened in the past is there were, for example, we had prohibition. Prohibition, it was absolutely perfectly legal to consume alcohol, to sell alcohol, and then all of a sudden it became illegal. Something that was perfectly legal one day, the next day was illegal. And companies who were in the business of manufacturing and selling beer and wine and so forth and spirits, it became illegal. And it darn near broke every single one of those companies. And the same thing with drugs. You know, it was illegal to have marijuana in Colorado. Now it's legal. They can't make up their mind. So what do you do with people who you've incarcerated for something that was illegal one day and legal the other day, the next day? So I really have a problem with this, and that's what governments do, and including the tax system. You know, they give you a tax break for doing something, and then they take it away. They can't make up their mind. Let's see. We've got Siler in Arkansas. You're on with Mike Parsons and me. Welcome. Siler?
Yeah, this is Silent Night.
Oh, Silent Night. Hey, it says S-Y-L-E-R. welcome, Silent Night.
Okay.
Tell you what, we're going into a break. We will bring you right back on the other side. By the way, it was great seeing you on Monday at the meetup. Silent Night, USAPreparedUs.com instructors joined us. We'll be right back. Hold it. Stay on the line, please, Silent Night. By now you know that USAPreparedUs.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPreparedUs.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit usaprepares.com. That's usaprepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. usaprepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now, because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, June 20 and 21, I'll be in Fletcher, North Carolina, speaking at the RK Prepper Shows event. And I'll be talking about how to start your own business and save money and buy your preparedness items using tax deductions. I'm going to teach you how to do it, and I'm going to tell you how big the lies are. So I'll be there for Saturday and Sunday, and we're going to try to have dinner. So if you want to join us, and maybe we can grab a bite to eat for dinner. All Dutch Cheat, John Moore will be there, Craig Douglas will be there, and some of your other USAPrepares.com instructors will be there. So that's this Saturday, RK Prepper Shows. Link on the website, USAPrepares.com, page number one. Silent Night's with us from Arkansas, and Silent Night has written a book, The Underground Railroad Returns to disappear. I have copies. If you'd like them, they're $15. Just send me an email, vincent@usaprepares.com. We'll make it happen. I have autographed copies. The only place you can get them is from us. Silent Night, welcome.
Yes. Several years ago, during World War II, there was American companies in Germany that were using the German slaves, or Christians, Jews, whatever, to build their radio. Philips Radio Company, who still builds radios and still sells them in the United States, and Americans and Christians and Jews all buy the same radio. And Philips was working in Germany when Corrie Ten Boom, who wrote the book The Hiding Place, her and her sister were slaves, and they worked at the Philips Radio Company, and her sister died while she was in prison working for these American companies. And one neat part that Corrie said was she was doing such an excellent job building radios and so forth, and these were radios that went in American airplanes and German airplanes. And her supervisor came over there, and he said, "You're doing too good of a job." He said, "One out of every four of these radios needs to have this particular wire jerked out," and he walked on. And the same thing went on for years and years after that. It was American companies that were working behind the lines, American corporations getting a killing off of killing these people.
Very interesting, Silent Night. We should talk more about these things in future broadcasts. Do you have anything else you'd like to share with us?
Just a tad. There was an American corporation owned by the Bush family that they supplied the U-boats, the German U-boats, with fuel. And I think someday that needs to be addressed.
Whenever you're ready, let me know, and we'll do a broadcast about that. And, you know, we've been talking about prisons today. Silent Night, you've been in jail twice, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And what have you been jailed for?
I don't have a Social Security number. And the federal law in 1997, Title 42, 666.13, says that you can't have a license without a Social Security number. And so I got caught seven times traveling without a license. And I fought my cases. And, of course, it's kind of long and involved. But I wasn't allowed a jury trial. The second time that I went to jail, I didn't even get a trial. They didn't want me in court because I'd set a state precedent the first time. And so they played court without me and sent me to an unlimited amount of time in jail and arrested me and put me in jail. And even the police officer, one of them came up to me and crying, and she said, "This is not right." She said, "What went on today was illegal." And, of course, she said if I fought it and appealed it that I could win. Well, the thing is, when I went to appeal it, I was already in jail, still in jail, and they wouldn't allow me to appeal it because there was no trial. And so I had spent 40 days in jail that particular time, and I was not allowed to appeal my case because there was no trial. And there was, you know, a lot of other things that went on at that time, too. But what they kicked me out of jail for was because I didn't have a Social Security number, and the jail had to pay all the fines, and they did not make any money on me being in there because $35 a day comes off your fine. It comes out of your Social Security account, and $15 a day for rent on the jail comes out of your Social Security account. And so they just basically kicked me out of jail because it was not financially profitable to have me in there. And it cost the county around $7,000 to give me a traffic ticket.
Class, if you'd like to meet some of our faculty, like Silent Night, Mike Parsons, Joe Acapenti, John Dollarhite, Judy Dollarhite, Howard Chain, the list goes on and on. This is what meetups are like. These are the kinds of things we talk about. Silent Night, thanks so much for being with us today.
Yep. Thanks, Mike.
That was Silent Night from Arkansas, jailed for traveling without a state-issued permit or license because he doesn't have a Social Security number. He's a veteran, U.S. Navy veteran. You know, when you meet these people, Mike, Silent Night, Mike Parsons, there's no question that you'll be impressed, absolutely impressed. These are the patriots. These are the modern patriots, and they're very few of them. Mike, so who's in prison today?
Everybody. Across the board, they are filling the prisons with the inner city youth that they've conditioned to be followers, school teachers, government employees that wouldn't go along with a scam, everyday Joes. People that spoke out of turn, people that decided to run without permission for office in their local communities. Anybody and everybody is being attacked and filled up, except there's one group. Those people that do not have Social Security numbers, birth certificates, or any other state permit. No Amish. I did not see a single Amish, nor Mennonite, nor tribal Native American the entire time I was in the prison system. I did see several Mexicans from Mexico with Mexican birth certificates and others from other countries that had birth certificates. But in that other category, not a one. There's no money to be derived from those people that don't have an account to draw from.
Mike, what you're saying, those who would be new to this broadcast would find very, very difficult to believe. So what you're saying is that if you have a Social Security number, an account that can be extracted funds from, then you're fodder for the prison machine. If
that's
you don't
read in the book I'm writing. How to stay if out you is one of those, one of the key elements is to make it so that you're not a desirable target. You know, how many times does a porcupine get eaten by the lion? Not too often. The armadillo, on the other hand, quite frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he might have a hard shell, but you roll him over and that belly section's nice and smooth. But that porcupine, well, it, you know, it's not so tasty, and there's a little side effect. You get hurt. Mm-hmm. Real quick, I want to jump back for just a moment to the prisons. What people don't realize is they spin this as a way to rehabilitate the inmates. And there's, my friends, there's no rehabilitation. This is a illusion. They're exposed to some of the most violent and evil people on the face of the planet, the most vile and despicable that you would ever want to meet. I'm not talking about the inmates. I'm talking about the guards. But they do get paid $7.50 an hour, minimum wage, whatever the minimum wage is, at these prison plants. However, they extract 40% for housing. They extract 10% for a victim's impact fund, even though there's, in most cases, no victim. And there's a 10% that's put into a savings account. Your net pay is $3 per hour, and for the average guy working in these plants, you're looking at 6 hours a day, 5 days a week, four weeks a month, that's $360 per month. The average inmate makes 17 cents an hour and brings in $20 a month. From that, they have to buy all of their essentials, soap, toothbrush, toothpaste, anything, you name it, they have to buy it. Consequently, because theft is so high, and anybody with this kind of money on their books can afford to buy a lot of food and nice things, well, they put these guys in a totally separate part of the prison so that they're not predated upon. So most of the guys working in these industries live together and work together. Other than that, they have guys that are in the program where there's actually at the training center, they have a dog program where they train dogs for therapy, which is a good thing because in the pod that I was in for the last 2 months, this was the most humane group of guys. You put a dog with a group of guys that are serving life, half the guys are serving life sentences. But these guys were so docile and gentle and loving towards these animals. And they would go out of their way to make sure if somebody was doing something they didn't think was right for a dog, they're going to quickly let them know, hey, you make sure you get up and let that dog out in the morning at 5 a.m. when he whimpers. Don't make him sit there. They will hold each other accountable for the care of these dogs. They get paid $100 a month to be a trainer for a dog. Now, the guys that are in there scraping wood for 6 hours a day, wearing their bodies away, they have to buy a lot of food to maintain their strength because you don't get it on. The guys that have the dogs, they have low blood pressure. They have less propensity for other problems. $100 a month taking care of a dog is really not a bad deal, I guess. But if you look at it at the Shaw Hardwood Flooring side, they're only generating $3 per hour. How many?
Hold on. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today I've got your
take my
when you go to
DC
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Mike Parsons is with us, and he's exposing the prison corruption. And specifically in Tennessee, but it can happen to you, and that's why we're talking about it today. We need to stop this nonsense. Shaw Flooring. Mike, you were talking about Shaw Flooring. We went into the break.
Yeah, the pay that the average inmate is bringing in is not what some people might think. It's actually consumed by most of the requirements that you have. Let's say if you're working on your case, you're charged for every copy that you make. You have to pay for pens and pencils and paper, postage, of course. Everything, and so there's nothing free. And if you don't have family or friends sending you any of these resources, then you pay for this yourself. And there was one employee that I met that was a teacher there, who at one time said that she had been a parole officer, just like Mr. Edward Danny Johnson, the parole officer that falsely accused me. And in talking to her, she admitted that they were told to violate parolees if their spouse had a gun, despite being in compliance with state law and being completely inaccessible, and where they didn't violate the rules of parole, that didn't matter. And when I asked if this was done to keep the prisons full, or let's say to show a high recidivism rate so that they could justify the need for the prisons to the voters when it came time to vote for elected officials and so forth, or is this perhaps a way to force people of Tennessee to disarm? Because effectively, if your loved one can be sent back to prison, you think twice about possessing a gun, even though there's no law against you possessing a gun. Personally, you might self-disarm to prevent your loved one from being falsely accused. And I asked her, I said, you know, are these three possibilities the reason? She simply smiled and said, seems like it would accomplish all the above, doesn't it? So the fact is that they're violating people's paroles for various reasons. And many of them have nothing to do with violating the rules and the conditions of parole. It's simply a way to generate a full prison to keep the occupancy rate high. And they love to get guys like me that are nonviolent, guys that basically they can trust to do the right things. We're low maintenance. The only thing they don't like about me is I don't do drugs, I don't use drugs, and therefore they can't generate as much. If a person takes any pharmaceutical drugs from the prison, they go from about $55,000 a year to $75,000 a year. And when you've got a prison with about 2,500 inmates, and if you can get 75% of those people generating an additional $25,000, that's a lot of money. Now, let's talk about food real quick. And I did mention the dog program. Something that I learned is that the dogs actually have a little bit better diet than the men there. The actual cost of the dog food is about $1 a day per dog. What they allocate for the men to be fed, the cost is 75 cents a day. Now, at one time, there was real food in prisons in Tennessee. They actually grew most of their food, and it was a good deal because the guys were growing their own food. They were being independent. Now, this is what the government realized. Well, we can't have that. We can't have people learning how to cook and grow and provide their own necessities of life. No, can't do that. Stop. So all of the real God-made food has been replaced with some man-made chemical creation. Now, right now, there are no real vitamins, minerals, or the amino acids that we need. All of the real food has been replaced with the genetically modified chemical processed recreation. All of the juices, they used to serve a small container of apple juice or grape juice or orange juice every day because that's where you get vitamins and minerals and such. All of that's been replaced with a chemical cocktail called apple drink, grape drink, or orange drink. If you read the labels, there's nothing in there that's real. It's nothing but flavored water and chemicals. And if you have the ability to send the information out like I did, you'll find out that in at least five carcinogenics are in each one of these containers.
Mike, we're out of time. We are absolutely out of time. Mike Parsons, thanks so much for being with us. I'm looking forward to seeing you soon. We'll be right back after top of the hour.
IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.